Hello. I just need to add something to my home insurance policy. Well, what it is we have a guest for the night, a bear, and I just needed some extra cover for any Yes, a bear.
Grizzly? Not particularly. Mind you, I haven't seen him in the mornings.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Paddington.
Paddington is a simple and effervescent charmer. It's an absolutely delightful family film hit that begins in the jungles of darkest Peru and winds up on the bustling streets of London. The computer-generated and animatronic bear characters are charming and convincing, and director Paul King is very patient and respectful of his title character. The talented Ben Whishaw provides the voice for Paddington, and he's perfect. And what a roster of British talent the film has. Hugh Bonneville, Julie Walters, Jim Broadbent, Imelda Staunton, Michael Gambon, all incredible and eclectic performers. Plus, Nicole Kidman is deliciously diabolical as the malevolent Millicent Clyde, and the marvelous Sally Hawkins again proves she can do just about anything with her lighthearted work as Mary Brown. My family all seem to agree that the highlight set piece was Paddington's bathtub ride down the stairs at his adoptive family's home, but there's plenty more to enjoy than just that. And my most wonderful evidence to support recommendation of this PG-rated feature, both my 10-year-old and 7-year-old boys took teddy bears to bed with them that night. Priceless. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's great website, reviewed by markleonard.wordpress.com. And Mark will be back next week. Who was your favorite TV doctor of all time? Really? You don't, not just now, not just 10, 20 years ago. Go as far back as you want. 30, 40, 50 years. I don't care. There is a list of the greatest TV doctors of all time. Let's see if yours is on this list. The first one, Hawkeye Pierce from MASH. As the chief surgeon of the Mobile Army Surgical Hospital, the old 4077, Benjamin Franklin Hawkeye Pierce, played by Alan Alda, certainly never had it easy. He had to balance the toll that caring for seriously wounded Korean War soldiers took on his mental state, as well as the isolating circumstances of working out of a remote hospital in a foreign country. In his downtime, he lived wild, drinking and making memorable friendships with his comrades. I never really agreed with how they wrapped up the Hawkeye character. The one guy who seemed to be able to just brush off every hardship that came his way and was able to joke through every inhumanity that he saw eventually had serious anxiety issues at the end. And you didn't know if he was going to make it, and he did. I just thought that was a kind of a very predictable way to try to end the whole thing. The next one, Michaela Quinn. You know who that is? Good old Dr. Quinn, medicine woman. She's a pioneer in more ways than one, an adventurous physician who uproots her life after her father's death. Dr. Michaela Quinn, otherwise known as Jane Seymour in real life, moves to Colorado Springs back in 1867 and opens her own practice, despite reservations from the town's citizens that a woman can practice medicine. She proves them wrong, establishing herself as an essential resource over the course of Dr. Quinn, medicine woman's 6 seasons on the air. They never really had female doctors, I mean, in prime roles in TV, right? Until that time? And when was that on? Late 80s, early 90s? I'm surprised it took that long. The next one, J.D. Dorian from Scrubs. He's got a wicked sense of humor and a heart of gold. Dr. J.D. Dorian, played by Zach Braff, is an intern and eventual attending physician at the fictional Sacred Heart Hospital. Throughout 8 of Scrubs' 9 seasons, he gives us a unique glimpse at a doctor's life with its quirky narration. While encountering difficult patients and navigating his increasingly complicated personal life, Dr. Dorian shows that keeping a sense of humor is essential to surviving life in the medical profession. I will say it, Scrubs was simply a ripoff of MASH. It was an updated version of MASH taken out of the war setting and put in a modern-day hospital setting. You can take a look at a lot of characters and match them up with their MASH counterparts. Were you into that show? It didn't really do much for me, even though we had John C. McGinley on the show a few months back, but you know what I mean. It still didn't do much for me, and I don't know. The next one, Miranda Bailey, Grey's Anatomy. It's hard to name just one doctor from this modern medical drama, but Dr. Miranda Bailey, played by Chandra Wilson, has proven to be one of the most powerful surgeons ever to walk the halls of Seattle Grace and Seattle Grace Mercy West and Grace Sloan Memorial Hospital. Throughout 11 seasons on Grey's Anatomy, many doctors have come and gone, but the Nazi has been an abiding force, rising from a resident to an attending surgeon. Her tough-as-nails demeanor and competitiveness are often in stark contrast to the genuine caring for her patients and her co-workers. And the last one. Now, greatest doctors? Gregory House of House? If you knew he had that pill addiction, would you want him touching you? It's hard to like him sometimes, but at the same time, it's impossible not to root for him in the end. Gregory House, played by Hugh Laurie, is grumpy, standoffish, and cynical, but he's also a brilliant doctor with a knack for helping his patients figure out what's wrong with them based on hunches or subtle insights. He clashed with his colleagues and battled his own demons, including alcoholism and addiction to pain meds. But in the end, it's his unorthodox medical methods that make him one of the most memorable MDs ever seen on television. When I think of a great doctor, I think of a guy who's nasty, doesn't get along with his coworkers, doesn't agree with conventional wisdom, pops pills, and drinks just before he comes to work. That's what I call a doctor. Thank goodness that was only on TV. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here has your little tyke discovered four-letter words, or let me put it another way. Would you like an easy way to stop cursing in its tracks?
You watch your language.
Here's the social science of it. No doubt, when kids hit a certain age, they're going to try out all the new words they hear at school and on the playground. And of course, television and movies are a source of a salty language. To stop it, you could correct until you're blue in the face, or try this instead. Take a quart jar and fill it with quarters, show it to your child, and say, hey, this is yours.
Cool.
However, every time I hear you curse, I'm taking four quarters out of the jar.
Oh, bogus!
What's left at the end of the month is yours to keep. What's the cheap psychological trick? Yeah, it's a cheap form of bribery, and it'll keep the curse words out of your house. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
His parents wanted him to learn a trade, so he got a job laying carpet, but he was terrible at it.
Next, he tried being a cook, but he couldn't tell when the food was done, so he would sample small pieces off every plate.
He became a waiter in an upscale restaurant, but he couldn't open a bottle of wine without getting cork in it.
He learned two valuable lessons from all of these jobs. First, you don't have to be good at everything.
Second, it doesn't matter how many times you failed. You only have to get it right once.
And get it right he did. Mark Cuban is now a celebrity entrepreneur and one of the richest people in the world.
So learn from everything you do, even if you're bad at it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.